rejoice and be glad in it. We came to bless that wonderful name of Jesus, for he has been better to us than we've been to ourselves. Let us prepare to worship him. Everywhere to worship. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every praise, everywhere to worship. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah. Invite somebody to church with you. Come on in, Facebook family and friends. Come on in, Bethel family. Let's get this good news out to a dead and dying world. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Every praise, everywhere to worship. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise to our God. God, my Savior. God, my. Come on in, faithful family. Out on your networks. Invite somebody to church. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, he is. 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 Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. Get this out on your networks. Invite somebody to church with you this morning. We bless the name of our living God, for he has been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And truly, every praise is to our God. Our modern affirmation: where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is all over his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, the ground of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. And every heart says, amen. We bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Now give the music ministry a hand as they come in their own special way.
Took my master's hand and I joined the Christian band. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promise him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I left my friends and kindred bound for the promised land. The grace of God upon me, the Bible in my hand. In distant lands I trod, crying, sinner, come to God. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. For my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. Now when I met my Savior, I met him with a smile. He healed my wounded spirit and owned me as his child. Around the throne of grace, he appoints my soul a place. I am on the battlefield for my Lord.
Yes, we are. We got to be ready for war. It's a fixed fight. And we already won. Because Jesus overcame death and the grave. So you got the victory in Jesus. The battle's over. The victory's won. For my Lord, oh yeah, I'm on the battlefield. For my Lord, I am on the battlefield. For my Lord, for my Lord, promised him that I would serve him till I die. On the battlefield for my Lord. Hallelujah. It's all right to praise him. I give God all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Those of you joining us online, and it might be your first time, we greet you with the joy of Jesus. And those of you who are in person, it might be your first time, we greet you with the joy of Jesus. Welcome to Bethel United Methodist Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is the Lord of us all. Amen. There's no big I's and little U's. We're just children of the Most High God, and we came to worship him in the beauty of his holiness. So I'm glad this morning we came to worship. And he inhabits the praise of his people. He's been so good to us. And I am grateful. Beloved, now it is time for prayer. And if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him right now. Throughout this land and country, in our community, communities have been plagued and ravaged with senseless and random acts of gun violence. That is a scourge in our communities. And Peoria is not exempt or immune to gun violence. I desire prayers for my family, the family of Corey Harrell Jr. There is a march in, and actually it's just a remembrance walk. I'm not exempt or immune either. It happened in my family. My first cousin's son was gunned down in Boline City Hall about 3 years ago. So they are commemorating that, and they're getting close to finding the perpetrators of that heinous act. But it's all over. And so we have to be mindful. We have our situations here that have arisen in Peoria. 27 homicides. We got to pray for our community as the church, as the body of Christ. God can change this thing, but we as the church have to pray. And so there may be others throughout this land and country that you know of. And if you know someone is in need of prayer, you can type their name in. Since we're interactive, you can type their name in to the comment box on the Facebook Live, and God in his omniscience, he knows who they are. We'll pray for those individuals. I received a call from Brother Grant Morgan's daughter. He's doing well and recovering. We have those on the sick and shut-in list, the Wilcox family, Charlie Burke, as I said, Grant Morgan, James D. Smith, Katie Duncan, Lois Coleman, Reverend and Mrs. Stewart, Cedric Kraft, Garrett O'Donnell, Cameron Thompson, Freddie Jackson, Brother Oliver Moody needs your prayers this morning. Evelyn Coach, Joyce Johnson, Barbara McGee, Erna Roberts, and Stephanie Story, who is Sister Sarah Smiles' sister, needs your prayers this morning. We also want to lift up Bishop Frank J. Beard, who's continuing to recover. And we thank God for him. We ask that you would lift up our Illinois Great Rivers Cabinet, that's the district superintendents, and our interim Bishop Gregory Palmer needs your prayers. All of those who are sick and shut in, those who are caregivers, those who lost loved ones. We had a memorial service on yesterday for Sister Gail Williams and one who God has called from labor to reward. And we thank you, Bethel, those of you who helped out with the hospitality for the family. I know they appreciate it, but that's what this church does. We step up and we step out on faith and we exhibit the love of Jesus Christ. And that's how they know we are Christians, by our love. And so continue to pray one for another. Pray for our mayor, our police chief, those who are engaged in civic leadership and civic duties throughout this city. And let us trust God for healing. He will heal the land. We have to turn from our wicked ways. Let us look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help does come from the Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. Be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we assemble here in the house of worship and prayer. Many are joining us via the internet and online. You are God, you are omnipresent, you're everywhere. Father, we look unto you. You are the author and finisher of our faith, and we want to say thank you for another day, a day in which you've blessed us and allowed us to assemble, whether it's in person or online, but we are in unity, one accord in the Spirit. We are partakers of that divine nature. We are kindred spirits, one with another. And Father, we ask now that you would be present and in our midst, touch hearts and minds, to receive those things of you. Father, we can do nothing apart from your presence, apart from your glory. Father, we need you, and if we ever needed you before, we need you today. The petition of names has gone before you. Somebody needs a touch from the Master's hand. They need to be healed. We're asking in faith, according to your word. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So have your way, O God. Many have punched names in on the chat box, and Lord, you know all about them. You know who needs to feel your touch. We're asking in faith. Your word tells us that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail much with you. And we know that we are not righteous. Our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags in the eyesight of God. But we can be declared righteous because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And so have your way, O gracious God, in our lives, in the lives of those who are on their bed of affliction. Let them know that their physical condition does not reflect their position in you, for whom the sun sets free is free indeed, O God. Free in their heart, free in their mind, free in their spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And they don't have to be bound up and wrapped up in sin. They can overcome because you overcame. So have your way, O God. We lift up our police chief, our mayor, our city council, those who are trying to enact policies and initiatives to help this city get back on track. And Father, we as the church, we stand in the gap. We are praying for change. We are praying that your Holy Spirit will prick hearts and minds of those who are in church, those who are under the influence of demonic forces. God, we can overcome. You've given us power, dominion, and authority. And so we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bind the enemy. He's running rampant. We rebuke Satan and his emissaries. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Take your hand off of these children. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask it to be so. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to lead and guide us. Anoint this service that yokes can be broken, oh God. That someone can be restored. Someone can be healed. Someone can be delivered, reconciled, oh God, on today. Let the word go forth with power, conviction, and clarity. Guide these lips of clay, this tongue. Mold me, make me, shape me. Use me for your service, oh God. I yield and present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. So have your way, oh God. In us and through us, we're yielding vessels to the Most High God. Anoint this service that someone out there can feel your touch, feel your abiding presence with them. We ask it in the name of the Father. We ask it in the name of the Son. We ask it in the precious name of the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Allow your healing virtue to flow all over this land in the mighty, majestic, marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Every heart says amen, amen, and amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Be healed, be delivered, be set free, be reconciled, renewed, and restored in the name of Jesus. It's on the way. It's on the way. Sisters and brothers, we would be remiss if we did not at this time. We thank God for each and every one of you who continue to undergird this mission and ministry of our local church and also our connectional church. We thank you for your gifts that you continue to send and bring, your tithe to the storehouse that there could be meat. We bless the name of our living God for empowering us and providing resources that we can function at a level of ministry that is changing lives. I say thank you to those who continue to contribute and those who desire to. We just ask that you would just go to www.peoriabethel.org and hit the donation tab. You can submit your tithe and your offering that way. We have that giving apparatus set up through PayPal, and it is a secure site. Those of you joining us online and you may want to give, we encourage you to do so. Those of you who are in person and you've already submitted your tithe and your offering, we thank you, because this does help us to complete our mission. So let us prepare to bless the gifts of all all things come of you, O Lord, and of thine own have we given. Sisters and brothers, in line with the announcements, in my haste, I forgot to acknowledge those with October birthdays. As we are closing out, this being the last day of October, and we're moving into a beautiful month of November, but those who've had October birthdays, we want to acknowledge today. Johnny Locker, Xavier Portellis had on the 1st, Gabriel Andrews, Linda John on the 3rd, Lois Coleman, Ed Funches, myself was on the 11th, we thank God. Barbara McGee, Jerica Davis was on the 21st, we give God glory for her. Sister Sharon Kilgore, Brother Eddie Caballero had a birthday on the 22nd, well, he's 23 years old, looking good, amen. Malika R. Gillum, Flora Doss, William Marks, amen. We give God the glory. And those who are celebrating marital bliss, Larry and Felicia Wood celebrate 2 years of marital bliss. We give God the glory for those who have had birthdays and anniversaries. And then this, just an aside, make it a bit personal. This was Pastor Appreciation Month, and Bethel, you are like no other. I thank God for each and every one of you who sent cards, gift cards, hit me with gift cards electronically. Some of y'all was thinking about Pastor's health, got me some good healthy choices. Amen. Bless the name of our living God. I like cake, but y'all knew salad was better for Pastor. Bless his wonderful name. Amen. And I'm just so grateful and happy to serve this wonderful church where you all think enough of me and my family. And so I can say that publicly, and that went out all over the world. That's a little bit better than sending out personal cards, amen. I let the world know that I'm in love with Jesus, he's in love with me, and I'm in love with Bethel, and y'all in love with me. And I thank God, because a relationship between a pastor and a church, not individuals, but the pastor and the church, you all make up the church, is like a marriage, amen. And when y'all love me, the fruit is evident. I'm in good health, and I'm prospering even as my soul does prosper. But you all help to make that happen, amen? So y'all go and pat yourself on the back, amen? Bethel, amen. And I thank God for you. This is the best church on this side of glory. Amen. And I'm going to brag on Bethel. Amen. I thank God for you. And I have been blessed in my family as well. So thank you for the birthday gifts and Pastor Appreciation Month. Because all that I do because I love the Lord. But I also love you all. For you are the sheep after his pasture. And I'm responsible for tending to the flock of God. Amen. Give yourselves another hand. Amen. Our New Testament scripture. Oh, I'm sorry. Give our music ministry a hand as they come in their own special way. And after the music ministry, the next voice you will hear will be that of our liturgist, Brother Eddie O'Donnell. You can go ahead and turn to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18, so we can be prepared for the reading of God's word as Bethel comes, and then they'll come back up for another sermonic hymn, and then we will have the preached word.
truth and majesty. Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son. The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God? Name above all names, church. Name above all names. He's worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing. How great. He's great. My God is great. Say, He is worthy. He is great.
morning, Bethel family.
Morning.
Morning. I'm reading today from the Gospel Project Bible, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by His vast strength. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why you must take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything, to take your stand. Stand, therefore, with truth like a belt around your waist, righteousness like armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, take the shield of faith, and with it you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with every prayer and request, and stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. The word of God for the people of God.
Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain,
break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There is an army rising up. Yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. chain, break every chain, break every chain. Church, how many of you know those chains are broken with his name? Amen, church? The chains are broken when you speak his name. Say his name, Jesus. Jesus. Break the chains, Jesus.
You have to believe it. When you ask God to do it, believe that he will do it. He will break every chain. We're trusting him. He is the God of our salvation. He wants us to call on him in our time of need. When we are struggling, when we have situations that arise, we got to call on the name of Jesus. And we can't do anything apart from him. My sisters and brothers, there is a word from the Lord on today. And many of you have been following us with the Bible study. We've been in Ephesians, Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, for the better part of maybe 6 months. We do in-depth, verse-by-verse, discovery Bible study, and we've implemented. But as I was looking at the lectionary, I usually preach from the lectionary, which is a list of scriptures that, and it's in the calendar, since we are a liturgical church, that gives us a guide. And you can preach through the Bible if you follow it. But with today being Halloween, I wanted to be able to do a little bit of teaching on what Halloween truly is. It's been distorted down through the years. Centuries, not years. Through the centuries. Everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit for. Halloween is a holy day. It's not about demons, ghosts, goblins, and ghouls. When you say the Lord's Prayer, don't you say, "Hallowed be thy name"? Well, Halloween started off as a holy day. But that's what Satan does. He's the father of lies. He distorts the truth. And Bethel, you know that we need to know what we believe, why we believe it, and we can defend it. And we're not wrestling against flesh and blood either. So the Lord led me back to Ephesians. We just concluded it, but with today being the eve before All Saints Day, All Hallows Eve, I thought it befitting that we understand and come to know that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, that the battle is in the spirit realm with demons, demonic forces. And so with it being Halloween, I want to be able to give you some tools to resist the devil, to fight against the devil, to speak God's word, to help us on this journey called life. That you don't have to be in fear, because you have power, dominion, and authority. We just eulogized and had a memorial service for one of our dear sisters who is now with the great cloud of witnesses. She's a saint. She was set apart, called out for a purpose. And so it's okay to acknowledge the saints. We don't worship them, nor do we venerate them, but we honor them. Because I know if it had not been for my grandmother praying for me, had me on her mind, and my godmother, Reverend Juanita McAdams, prayed for me when I made the and had the conversion. She's gone on to be with the Lord. We're not to forget those who have gone on before us. Many of you got a grandma, a grandpa, a mother and father in glory right now. We honor them. That's what All Saints Day is about. Not just those who were martyred in church history, but to all those who are the beloved in Jesus. Not to be scared, dressing up like demons. We are God's children. And so the Lord led me back to Ephesians, the 6th chapter. But before we do, if you would indulge me, let us go to the Lord in prayer. As we usher in his presence, anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Help me out, choir. Let it fall on me. Lord, send your anointing. Let it fall. Let the power, the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Father God, it's preaching time. Time with Tyson Parks, decrease, and the manifestation of your precious Holy Spirit, the true preacher, come forth. Hide me behind the cross. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. You are my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. Speak to me and through me to your people. Guide these lips of clay that I can say something, oh God, to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I invite your attention back to Brother Eddie read verses 10 through 18 for our scripture lesson this morning. I want to focus on verses 12 and 13. Verses 12 and 13, and then I'll unpack this. The Apostle Paul wrote this epistle to the church at Ephesus, the believers in Ephesus. Starting at verse 10 through 13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. I want to use for a subject thought this morning: getting properly equipped for battles in the spirit. Getting properly equipped for battles in the spirit. We have Paul's descriptive explanation in this passage of a Roman centurion, a soldier getting ready for battle. And a soldier, to be ready for battle, they had to be properly equipped. And so he gives this description of what a centurion would look like, because, brothers and sisters, you have to keep in mind, the Bible means no more or any less than it did at the time it was written. So this was the first century when Paul had written this. And so for his mind, in his setting, the soldier looked much different than our contemporary soldiers. But we can still draw spiritual significance from the meaning, because it's still applicable today. A soldier is a soldier, right? You know, since it's Halloween and we get dressed up out of tradition, it's appropriate to think of a Roman centurion. But as I was alluding to earlier, everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit for. And so I'm going to do a little bit of a history lesson on how All Hallows Eve came into being. The word of God is the most powerful weapon that we have. But according to the word of God, we also need to know what we believe, why we believe it, and we can defend it. The word is truth without any mixture of error, but you got to know his truth. Because people read the Bible. Some people read it for inspiration, and some people just read it for information. If you're reading it for information, it's not going to do anything for you, because it's not getting down on the inside of your heart. And with us being good Methodist, and I said that and I meant that, good Methodist and Methodist tradition, All Saints Day relates to the giving or giving God earnest gratitude for the lives and deaths of the saints, those who have gone on before us, remembering them some of the well-known ones and some of the not so well-known ones. You know, we all honor the Apostle Paul because he is one who authored this epistle. He's sainted. We're in the Protestant denomination in a Protestant religion, so we branched off of Catholicism. But when it comes to the saints and venerating them, we may have a little bit of slight difference. But when it comes to the person and finished work of Jesus Christ, the Apostles' Creed is the same. So they got it right when it comes to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. These three are one. And the Apostle Paul had talked about that in this book, many of you who were in the Bible study, about unity in the Spirit, unity in the church. You can reference chapter 4 for that. Equipping the saints for the work of ministry. I know that my spiritual gifting is to be an equipper, to help the brother and sisters, and it's my responsibility to discern your gifts. We just embarked on the end of the year our charge conference, and you know, good Methodists, we want to get leadership set up for the next year. And so I had to have discernment and with the nominations committee to pick suitable candidates to serve. So we had to discern your gifts. That's what we have to do as those who are in leadership. But when we look at the Apostle Paul and Charles and John Wesley, as well as people who have personally guided others to faith in Jesus, it's good. So All Saints Day is commemorated on November 1st, which will be tomorrow. And it was to celebrate the life of those who have gone on before us, those who were saved, the redeemed in Jesus. And many of you had grandparents, aunts, uncles, somebody that poured into your life. Think about it when you were a little child. Some of those Sunday school teachers who might no longer be with us. Those are saints. Those are people we honor. We stand on the backs of ancestors. One person who stands out in my mind at Bethel since I've been here in my short period of time are our sainted sister Joyce Francis. And there may be others that you identify with who have gone on. You've had some pastors that have done the work of ministry that are now in glory. Is Reverend Canifax one?
Amen.
Okay, so you understand what I'm saying as I'm drawing this picture about those who have gone on to glory. It's okay to honor them. We don't worship them, but the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, is a saint. He's over in glory. We honor those. But see, Satan disrupts what God has. Now, Bishop Gregory Palmer, he's our interim bishop. He's serving now in the Illinois Great Rivers, but he also is in Ohio. You can go on the IGR website and pull this out, so I'm not plagiarizing. I'm giving full attribution to him. But I thought it was poignant because he was honoring All Saints Day. He wasn't making no big fuss about no Halloween. And I'm a second generation pastor, so we didn't celebrate Halloween like the kids do. It wasn't big in my family with my dad being a pastor, so we did like the fall harvest and just some other stuff, which was good. I don't feel deprived or neglected. Amen. My mother and father just taught us the way. But hear this from Bishop Palmer. And then you can go. You can also go to the IGR website and hear this. As much of the culture is ramping up for Halloween, I'm praying and singing my way to All Saints Day, November 1st. That said, please take a moment and join me in singing and reciting, praying and hymns of all the saints. And I thought that was poignant. And he lays it all out. I'm not going to read all of it, but one line from a verse, it said, "For all the saints from whom their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed." Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's those who have gone on before us. And Bishop Palmer is one of our ebony bishops. And so that's a blessing. I related to this because I remember those who have gone on before us, who fought the good fight and kept the faith, and now they have received and will receive a crown of righteousness. My sisters and my brothers, I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with having that connectedness to the saints, to the ancestors. One of the things about pastoring in a predominantly African-American church, that's our context of ministry, is that we acknowledge those who have gone on before us in the struggle through the pain. We came out of an oppressed people. Now, this is a church for all of God's children and all of God's people. But if we're not careful, things can get distorted. We can start separating because of our class, because of our ethnicity. We are all God's children. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in His sight. Am I right about it? We can draw inspiration from those who have gone before us, their stories. In Hebrews, the faith chapter gives a list of those saints. Some were sawn asunder, some were persecuted, some were afflicted, smitten down, but they died in faith. And those stories have been passed down through all tradition, through the Bible, but then there are those who you don't hear about, who lost their lives in the struggle. It's about persevering and coming through that. So we acknowledge and honor those on November 1st, which is All Saints Day. Now, through Christian history, I don't know exactly when. I think it was like the 7th century. Because after November 1st, there's November 2nd, and that would honor all the souls of the believers. They called that All Souls Day. But through pagan culture and pagan practices, Halloween got put in there and mixed up, because whatever God has, Satan has a counterfeit for. So there's demonic forces that distort the truth, and we got Halloween, which is really Hallow Mass. It was supposed to be a holy day. I don't know when the ghouls and the goblins came into place, when we're supposed to be honoring the ancestors and the saints. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging those who have gone on before you, but we want to put horns on them, tear up their faces, and I don't know when it became about Dracula. The blood is supposed to be sacred. Don't you know the blood will never lose its power? But what does the world do? You know them Celtic and them polytheistic, with them multi-gods, them religions. What do? They always distorting something. Then it took Vlad Dracula, then made him immortal. You know, he go around sucking blood out of people. And then what do we do is in human name, in our human condition, we teach the kids about Dracula. When we're supposed to be teaching them about Jesus. That's the blood that matters. Dracula got to have blood to live, but you need blood to live eternally. You see how things can get distorted? That's because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's what demons do. Spiritual wickedness in high and heavenly places, that's in the church. We let things get out of hand. And we let it get distorted. And even now, things that were not acceptable now is acceptable, and they want to vilify you and say you're intolerant. Listen, if it was sin then, it's sin now. The Bible never changes. It's immutable. And I'm not saying we're not to love our brothers and sisters, but sin is sin. Racism is sin, classism is sin, sexism is sin. Anything that is oppressive is sin if you're trying to hold someone back. We got the responsibility to tell the truth, my brothers and my sisters. That's what happens with the stratagems, the strategy of the enemy. Satan wants to distort the truth. We calling good evil and evil good. We got to know what we believe, why we believe it, and we can defend it. And I want to help us on today, because we have to be properly equipped for battles in the spirit. Yes, yes. See, I know some people tweak you, because some people tweak me too. Okay, I'm going to be transparent. But gee, we have to understand, it's not that person. It's the spirit in that person that is what corrupts their mind. See, the battle is in the mind. Not with the people. And so we as blood-bought believers, as saints, have to exhibit patience and perseverance. And in order to do that, we got to make sure that we're properly equipped. We got to put on the whole armor of God. And so I'm going to go through this with you as we study this. Because when Paul was sending this letter out to the believers, Ephesus was a port city, and it was full of a pagan idolatry. Just like we as the church, we in the midst of a pagan culture. People doing whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Lawlessness, lewdness becomes the norm of the day. But we still have a responsibility, brothers and sisters, as children of light, to walk worthy of our vocation. You're a saint. You heard me say this. Sometimes the only Jesus that the people out there in the dead, dying world gonna see is the Jesus that they see in you. And how you represent him is very important. So in verse 10, starting off, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the schemes or the strategies of the enemy, because Satan gonna assign some emissaries to get on your tail, to get on your track. You ever been persecuted at your job? You ever been lied on? You ever been talked about? Oh, don't leave me out there by myself. Yeah. Even as a pastor. Now before I came into the pastoral vocation in ministry, I used to work at a place called Smurfit. Well, I used to work in industrial manufacturing. So I was a laborer. Thank God for grace and mercy. I worked with my hands. And before that, when I was in college, I would go back a summer help at Butler Manufacturing. I was United Steel worker. So I work with my hands. And working with your hands, and those of you who've been in industrial manufacturing, you know we got this thing, they got that thing called PPE, personal protective equipment. Are you getting it now? You got to put on the right stuff. You just don't go in and do a job and you're not properly equipped for it. You'll cut your hand off. You'll cut your finger off. Some of y'all think a paper cut hurt, but boy, you get cut with a razor knife. I done seen it happen. You gotta have the right PPE. And those of you who are in healthcare, especially with this COVID, aren't we supposed to have the right equipment on? Are you following me on this? Brothers and sisters, there's a spiritual battle going on, and we gotta be properly equipped. And so, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Yeah, because he's going to throw some things at you. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Yes, even in the church. We've got to be on guard. We got to gird ourselves. We've got to put on the right equipment. And brothers and sisters, the word of God, whether it's your Bible, whether it's in your phone, you got to make sure you hide it in your heart. Because even in the Old Testament, David said, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart so that I will not sin against thee." Brothers and sisters, Satan ain't going to stop just because you confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's when stuff really going to break out. Because he's going to test you. He's going to try you. He's going to throw fiery darts. That's when you got to have the shield of faith. He's not going to stop. You got to put on the whole armor of God and you can stand against the enemy. This is spiritual warfare. The warfare is because of the fallen angels. That's the demonic realm. Those are those spirits. Say, now they done distorted it. We got good witches. We got bad witches. How you going to be a good witch? A good witch ain't going to heaven unless they got to convert. They got to accept Jesus. See, in that Celtic religion, that's what happens. It became a conglomerate and stuff got distorted. Druids, which are warlocks. No such thing as a demon is a demon. And don't you know Satan disguises himself as an angel of light? We got to be careful talking about some good witches. There's witchcraft in the spiritual realm. And if you're not equipped, if you don't have God's word in your heart, you can begin to entertain them spirits and not even know you're doing it. We got to be careful, brothers and sisters. That's the strategy, the schemes of Satan. Yeah. You know, people think they doing God a service, and there's your first mistake. You can't do God a favor. You do the work because you are saved, not to be saved, or not because you holier than thou. You know, some folk just want to be seen. Be careful. That's pride. That's what Satan's problem was. He gonna make himself like the Most High God. You know, some folk, they over the pastor. It don't matter who they pastor is. Some folk over the bishop. Don't matter who they bishop is. Because they make it about them and not about Jesus. That's a strategy. See, we're not wrestling. The battle ain't with them. It's in the spirit. And we got to make sure that we got the word of God. All you can do, brothers and sisters, is pray for those individuals. So we are not struggling against flesh and blood, against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil days, and having done everything to stand, stand firm. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth. Now, this first belt of truth, the right understanding through him, don't you know truth will set you free? I used to work for the state's attorney's office, and I had an opportunity to talk to oftentimes defense attorneys, and they told me that truth is the ultimate defense. Think about it. Truth is the ultimate defense. Because if you really didn't do it, then you should be delivered. It can happen. But then on the reverse side of that, and we've all witnessed it, that people who were innocent got convicted, that's because things got distorted in the spirit. Truth is the ultimate defense. We have to have our waist girded with God's truth. And I like the acronym for truth, the right understanding through him. He gives us the truth. He guides us in the truth. Jesus is the truth. John 14:6, he's the way, he's the truth, and he is the life. When we have his truth, we can get things accomplished. So we got to have our waist girded with the truth. We're getting equipped now. Brothers and sisters, when I'm talking about getting properly equipped for battles in the spirit, because they had to put their sword, or they had to have their waist girded. If the waist wasn't girded, it might flip in. Not the trousers, but it might fall down. You got to have something to attach the sword to. Waist girded with the truth. And so,
sisters and brothers, put on the breastplate of righteousness. You know that the picture here is the Roman centurion. They had that metal breastplate stick out. I like that movie Gladiator. Maximus, he was a warrior, but that breastplate of righteousness. Don't you know that's symbolic of Christ clothing us with his righteousness? Because he takes our sin and he gives to us his righteousness. So when you see me, you see the righteousness of God. When God sees me, he doesn't see my sin. He sees the sacrifice that his son paid. And so his righteousness was imputed to me. And he took my sin and your sin too. But if we're going to be out in this world, we got to have our waist girded with the truth and that breastplate of righteousness. Just in case we are doing battle and a sword get through or a dart get through, we got that breastplate on that can protect our skin, our flesh. And so, my brothers and my sisters, after you put on that breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We got to be ready to take this good news out to a dead and dying world. Brothers and sisters, we got to gear up because that means it's got to go outside the four walls of this church. That's why when the young man got killed, I took the reporter over there to where the young man had got killed, because we're not to operate in spirit. How are we going to pray for somebody? We need to go on site. Now, everybody's not called to do that, but I am called to do that in the community. We got to take this gospel of peace out there to a dead and dying world and give the community hope and let them know that Jesus is still on the throne. Even though all hell is breaking loose, we got demonic forces at work. You think I didn't gird up my loins with truth, have on that breastplate of righteousness, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? I had the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and that helmet of salvation, because we gotta be ready for war. As I said, it's a fixed fight. But we already won. We've overcome because we've got the proper equipment to do battle. The word of God is what keeps us. The word of God is what teaches us how to act in certain situations. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. You got to rebuke the devil. If you resist him, he will flee. Say, Satan, take your hands off of God's children. Take your hands off of my child. I know that God is able. I thank God that he called me from darkness into his marvelous light. But I'm glad that I had a praying mother and father. They prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. They got girded in the full armor of God. Being a preacher in your family, sometimes when they veer off track, but love kept them praying for me. And I'm standing here today on the backs of those ancestors. I'm standing here today because of the prayers of my mother and my father. They've made a difference in my life. We've got to be properly equipped for battle in the spirit. You're more than a conqueror through him that loved you. Don't give up, don't give out, and don't give in. God can and he will make a way. Even though the Apostle Paul wrote this almost over 2,000 years ago, it still has relevance today. God's word will never, ever, ever lose its power. You gotta be ready for war. When Satan throws those fiery darts, you gotta have that shield of faith. You can block it, you can stop it, because you're ready for war. Let's get ready. Gird up yourself. Get ready for battle. Flex your spiritual muscle and tell Satan to get back. I'm not scared. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm ready for war. Are you ready today? Are you ready to do battle? You shall be healed. You shall be delivered. You shall be restored. But you gotta trust God. Are you ready for battle? Are you ready for war? This is a war cry. Let's get ready, Bethel. We're gonna take the land. Am I by myself? Are you ready today? Can he do it? Can he work some things out? Do you believe it? Will you receive it? We have to be properly equipped for battles in the spirit. We cannot allow the culture to influence us. We have to influence the culture. That's why I step out there and let the community know that we're going to be light in the midst of darkness. And we got to continue to pray for them. A 15-year-old losing his life, the boy wasn't even old enough to drive. And what are we doing? We singing, I shall not be moved. We got to be like that tree, but we got to pray for the community. And know that God is able. We've got to be properly equipped for battles in the spirit. It's not those children. Those are demonic forces attacking their mind. And so we got to have the gospel of peace. We got to take it out. We have to share it. And we got to persevere even in our own lives through hard times, trials, and tribulations. But the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up wings as an eagle. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. Don't you give up. We can't afford to give up. God is with us. And we've got to tap into that supernatural power source outside of ourselves. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, sisters and brothers. Putting on the whole armor of God to fight those demons. And sometimes you gotta call on and draw strength from what the ancestors did. Because we had ancestors in chains. But we talked about breaking every chain, didn't we? Won't he break the chains? We're free in Jesus. perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me because he trusted in me. Let him regulate your mind today with that helmet of salvation. www.peoriabethel.org. Hit that interested in Bethel tab. Myself or someone from membership care will get a hold of you. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation and allow God to work in your life. He's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask and think, according to the power that is at work in us. Will you believe it? Will you receive it today? Is there another? We're going to speak healing. I'm going to ask that you would extend your right hand of faith to our sisters and brothers who have come for special prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would touch now from their crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I come to you with these grandparents and this child, oh God, this young man. Father, we've touched and agreed. Lord, be with them. You know what they stand in the need of. We pray for healing where there needs to be healing. Father, for this special prayer, I ask that you would touch this young man. Continue to manifest yourself in his life. Strengthen him, God. Let him know that he's got to be ready for this battle. That his waist is girded with the truth, his feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Be with him, God, and the shield of faith. Lord, to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, allow his grandparents to continue to cover him in prayer, to build him up, to edify him. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will touch our sister. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Guide her, oh God. You know all about her. The enemy has different strategies and stratagems. But Father God, you're already ahead of it because you are omniscient. You're all-knowing. And so as we begin to speak your word, that we can frustrate the enemy and dismantle what he's trying to establish. God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Have your way in this place. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Lord, touch up those out there online. God, who have chimed in, allow them to feel your presence, your abiding presence that is forever with us. The power of the Holy Ghost. Have your way, oh God, in us and through us. Touch those members in Germany, throughout this land, Texas, the Carolinas, California, Colorado, Tennessee. You're omnipresent, God. You're everywhere. Let them know that they're never alone and that we can be properly equipped for battles in the Spirit. Have your way, oh God, in the mighty, majestic, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ. We pray and believe. Put your hands together for victory in Jesus. You can hold it up. man's flesh and blood. And know that you're more than a conqueror through him that loves you. And we're going to stand, amen? We're going to stand on the truth of the gospel and know that God is more than able. We're going to sing this victory song. Testimony. You have the victory in Jesus. Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace. Can't tell it all.